And what do you do with hogs when you're ready to after what's the last stage on the feedlot?
Fatten them up.
Well, not, I'm sorry, not in the
Oh.
feedlot, but the, you take them from the feedlot to somewhere else, and what are they gonna do to them?
Slaughter them or butcher them?
Butcher them usually. That's
Butcher.
a general term around the country,
Yeah.
slaughtered. You take them to the slaughterhouse to have them butchered.
Yeah.
I don't know why you don't take them to the slaughterhouse to have them slaughtered, but.
Well, presumably there's no point in slaughtering unless you're gonna butcher them. But anyway, the if you have meat that's gone bad, what do you say it's
Spoiled.
and if you have, say, butter that's gone bad, it's
It's strong.
okay. There's a whole mess of terms of different sort of byproducts of pigs, hogs. If you have a say a, if you've seen this thing where they take the whole head.
Head cheese.
Is that what you call it?
Sure.
Well, depends. My mother used to make head cheese. She used most of the parts from the head, and she used the heart and the liver also.
What did she call that?
Head cheese.
That's head cheese,
Yeah,
okay.
head cheese.
How about if they take the liver, what do they do with that?
Well, liver,
Don't know.
hog liver usually just fried.
Well, I'll say
My
most of
mother
it.
never used to fry liver at all. She used to make it into head cheese.
Okay, but if you had some kind of sausage that came out of this, what do you
Liver
call it?
sausage.
Or any other word for that, or?
Worst.
Huh?
Worst.
Liverwurst and Braunschweiger or whatever it is.
If you took, say, the blood, what would you ever make anything out of that?
Blood sausage.
Blood sausage, some people make.
Okay.
A friend of mine, Dad, used to be a butcher in town. We butchered a lot of hogs and cattle both. His mother was a German woman. His dad was English. His mother was German. She used to make blood sausage. When you're wasting anything.
Anything else that any other kind of meat that would come off a hog?
Pig's feet, not the intestine.
How about you just grind up different parts and sort of have it maybe put in some kind of meal with it, cornmeal or something like that? Do you have any of that? You scrapple or panhas or anything?
No, scrapple, I've heard the name, but we've never done it.
I don't hear much of that in this community.
No.
Okay, if you have sort of just salted pork, like the sides, what would you call that?
Salt pork.
Salt pork? Okay, how about if you smoke it?
Smoked?
Smoked salt
Well,
pork.
the
I
side
don't
of
know.
the side of the
Smoked
hog.
bacon.
Huh?
Smoked bacon. Smoked side meat.
Smoked side meat is what
Okay.
it would be.
Okay, if you have a whole mess of bacon, say in a bucket, what do you call that?
Slab.
Okay. The outside that you have to cut off, you call what?
Rind.
Do they ever take milk and deliberately sort of curdle it to eat?
Cottage cheese.
Okay. Cottage cheese is there anything between cottage cheese and milk that you use?
Well, I suppose you mean the whey or something occurred to you.
Yeah, is there any term you'd have for that?
Just whey, all I know. Never
Okay.
heard it called any different.
Never heard anything like clabber milk or
Oh, clabber,
Oh,
well.
clabbered milk, yeah, a lot of people is. Used clabbered milk. It wasn't necessarily cottage cheese either, just clabbered milk, just sour milk.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at.
And a lot of people used to use just clabbered milk, but we never did.
If you have pudding,
She
say.
forgot how. I tried to talk her into making some cottage cheese a couple of weeks ago, but she said she forgot how she done it.
I did years ago, I guess, but.
If you have a sweet liquid you want to put on top of a pudding, what do you call that?
Syrup?
Like, huh?
Syrup.
I was going to say syrup, but I don't suppose that'd be on a pudding.